Hey, we are here. This is the Barry and Larry Show. Yes, this is Barry on Larry's microphone. And we are going right ahead. Let's shift around, see how we could make everything work, technically speaking, here. We are at the wonderful, wonderful new studio, Mount Elbert Studio, by the way. And we are here with Ryan and Jesse on the boards at iHeart and here at RE/MAX Masters Millennium Headquarters Corporate Office. We're so happy to be with you today. And the show today is about learning the real estate process before you sell and before you buy your next home. It's all about learning, Larry, about before selling, before buying your next home.
Yes, it is. And it's very important that people understand the process before they buy or sell a house, Barry. And there's only one way to do that, which is to attend our boot camp, which is going to be on March 6th at 10:30, somewhere in the Denver Tech Center. So if you're interested, give us a call or text us at 303-888-3788. And keep in mind that it's absolutely 100% free to you. No cost at all. So all you need to do is give us a call to reserve a spot.
Wow, I wasn't ready for that, Larry. I didn't know you were going to go right there. I was going to use the funnel approach. And let's talk, let's do a little bit of Barry's funnel approach and talk about where people go to learn the home selling and to learn, and I'm being sarcastic, and learn the home buying process. Where do people go?
There's no place to go right now. Everybody expects their real estate agent to do the job, and unfortunately, it doesn't.
Larry, there's something that does exist. Sherry, where do people go to find? Go ahead, Larry, well, you see it now.
Currently, they're looking at the internet.
Currently? They've been looking at the internet for years. Yeah. They've looked at Zillow for years. Look, Zillow has many good characteristics, but is Zillow where you go to find your home value?
No.
Not me.
No, I wouldn't go to Zillow to learn about my home value.
Why?
Because it's under saying my house is worth about $80,000 less than it's worth right
now. Not even close. It's off by so much percentage. And Zillow is fun to go look at other properties. Zillow doesn't have accuracy when it comes to what properties are for sale. So we're not going to beat on Zillow. We could. That could be a whole show, by the way. But we're not going to take our time because that's a waste of time. We're going to talk about what's good for consumers who are thinking about being sellers, who are thinking about being home buyers, and maybe they're in the process already. So we're going to talk about the process today and where people go. Up front, we're talking about where people go. The internet is number one. Number one. And that's the number one mistake that consumers make. Why is it a mistake, Sherry, that consumers go to the internet? Why is that the biggest mistake consumers make to find information about home selling or about home buying?
Because it doesn't have all the statistics that we have here in our offices.
That's one big one.
No, they don't. It gives Zillow and Redfin and all those other platforms give you a really good idea of what's going on in a neighborhood in terms of what do the houses look like, who is the builder, so on and so forth. But the data and how you start to look for the process is not listed there. It shows you homes. It shows you neighborhoods. But it doesn't talk about how you start the process.
Yeah, okay, it does not have
no
data. That's a good thing. And it does not talk about how you start the process. That's an entirely other thing. Real estate process, I'm sorry to say, does not start with data most of the time. It starts with what, Larry? Wanting information. Where do you find an agent? When buyers, they want to see homes. They don't care that much about the process, but buyers, you should. You should care about the process. The process is multiple steps. How many steps is the typical home buying process, Larry?
There are 10 steps to purchasing a home. And by the way, Barry, just to complete it, there are 10 steps to selling a home.
There are 10 big steps, 10 important steps, 10 steps that are the same for the buyers every time they're buying a home, no matter where they're buying it. And the 10 steps for the sellers are the same for savvy, smart sellers when they are selling the home. Let's take a look at some of those steps. What are some of those steps? Sherry, Larry, what's the first step?
Well, I think the first step is decide whether or not to do it. Does it make sense to sell? Does it make sense to buy? What are my motivations? That's where I would start. What are my motivations, and does it make sense at this time for me and my life and my family?
There you go. It's an assessment. And by the way, it's emotional.
It can be.
Oh, can be.
It is.
99.9% of the time, it's like ivory soap. It's predictable. It's their home. What are the key things we humans have concerns about in life? What are the three big things that we constantly hear about? Shelter, food, and let's say health. The third one is varies, but shelter and food. Shelter is one of the basics, and it's highly emotional. The home, find me a buyer who's buying a primary home and doesn't have a high degree of emotion in. And it happens. It's an exception, though. It's 1 in 10,000 exception. So that's right, Sherry. The first step is deciding, making decisions, assessing, talking with professionals. And then if you decide to buy, you choose a real estate agent. Then if you decide to sell, you choose a real estate agent. And then, Larry, though, in that whole process, especially on the buyer side, but sellers do it too, they go to the internet so early as if that's going to have the answers. And then to help the process a little bit, what kind of information is on most people's websites, most real estate people's websites? Larry, solid data, solid information?
No, my experience with real estate agents is they're not really interested in having me understand the process. They want to lead and guide me through it. Sometimes that's very frustrating.
Larry, you just win the prize. If I could repeat your words, but I don't have them memorized, each word, we're making sure that we're all technically set up, and I was paying attention to that just a little bit. Excuse me for that, Larry, but you had the special words that it's not, the process isn't described or something you said. How did you say that?
And I have no idea, apparently.
Okay. That is the key. What is the key?
The key,
Sherry,
is the process and educating your clients. I remember early on in my career, I had someone who said that to me. Is there a process? Is there a list? Where do I start? I remember that like I...
That's the key. And it's not about us. It's about the process that the consumers need to know. Now, Larry, where can you go to find the process? And there's no place better, Larry, than where...
Our boot camp.
Boot camp. Now.
March 6th.
But why is that the place? Because it covers all 20 steps, 10 for the buyer, 10 for the seller, in detail, so that when the consumers leave, they have a wonderful handle on what? On the
process.
Thank you. That's what it's all
about.
That's what it's all about. Larry, When and where again is that? And the signups are free. We have room for 23 people. We only have room for about 6 more people, but that's 6 more people who can learn about the process.
That's right. It is March 6th at 10:30. All you need to do to register is give us a call, a text, or an email. You can text or call us at 303-888-3788, and you can email us at truth@barryandlarry.com. 303-888-3788 or truth@barryandlarry.com.
This is Barry Miller along with Sherry Cinnamon and Larry Stanley. We are the core of the Barry and Larry show that is here for you as home sellers, home buyers, and consumers. That seminar is free. It is open only to those who do not have a real estate license and who are not at real estate school to obtain a license. It is there for consumers to learn the whole process, to see where fair and flexible and negotiable real estate commissions can be found and how to find them and how to negotiate them, how to have short-term contracts, how to have termination clauses in your property listing contract, in your buyer agency agreements, and how to obtain the loyalty 100% of the time from fiduciary level service real estate agents. It is there for you. Sign up now. Get your reservation in now. 303-888-3788. And look forward for the rest of the show. We're going to have Barry's World coming up. We're going to talk about, be careful, because the selling and buying process is stacked against you. Larry, one quick question before break. Who established and still mostly establishes the real estate selling and the real estate buying process? The consumer or the industry?
The industry.
The industry. Come to the boot camp and find out to greatly, simply, and with a lot of fun and pleasure, overtake the industry's setup called the process. We'll be back and find out more about that very process. Woohoo! When the sun goes down, what happens then? It's up to you where you are living, where you are playing, and the good times that you're having. This is Barry Miller, looking for you to have a good time every week at this time on the Barry and Larry Show. We are here for you as consumers. We are here to help in the process, but yes, you have to help yourself too. We had some wonderful listeners call me this week, and they told me about some sad, sad situations where some agents and maybe even a seller took advantage of this nice, innocent buyer. The buyer's not wanting to do anything, not calling for help. We can only do so much. Larry, these wonderful listeners we have called us so we could help. We were there. We did our thing. We got improvement already. We found where agents had done some misgivings for sure, and probably some illegalities yet to be determined, and the person who has been harmed isn't stepping up. What can we do? All that we've done. We can't take it any further. So you have obligations too. And don't forget that as consumers, you have obligations. We say to yourself, to your family first, and get the process in control so that you have a good selling process, so that you have a good home buying process. Let's take a look at Barry's World. The real estate process is stacked against you, the consumer, so learn that process before you decide to sell your home, before you decide to buy your next home. My tip for today is the very, very best way to learn the entire home selling and the entire home buying process, yes, it is to attend our very own boot camp. It's only 2 hours, and it's entirely free. It's coming up in March, by the way. That's a sidelight. Now, let's take a look at the world. The Barry and Larry mantra for you as home sellers and for you as home buyers has always been, do not sell, do not buy your next home unless the benefits of doing so, get this, the benefits to you of doing so exceed the benefits of the option. What's the option? Of not selling or of not buying. So when the benefits are top-notch for you to sell, get ready to sell. Get ready to sell. When the benefits to you to buy are top-notch and exceed the benefits of not buying, then get ready to buy. Since the real estate process has been developed and designed by the real estate industry itself, it only makes good sense that you learn this process of home selling and or of home buying your next home before you actually move ahead with that process.
That's a very important that people understand this, Barry. If you attend our boot camp, I have a question about it, Barry.
Sure.
Will you provide handouts to guide the consumer through the entire real estate process, whether they're buying or selling at this seminar?
Larry, I know our listeners can't see me smiling now, but I am smiling now. Why? I didn't know it, but that hit the mark. Our handouts are designed to be part of the entertaining but informational presentation. The handouts are designed so very, very carefully. By whom? By consumers. By consumers who have wanted to yearn and learn the process. Like you said, Sherry, consumers, you had one early on. Whoa, 23-year career, and one person comes to mind early on. Buyers and sellers don't often take the time to learn the process. It's not that complicated. It's 10 steps. The industry in developing and design has tried to keep you, the consumer, out of the process. What a mistake that has proven to be. However, it has worked for 60 or 70 years. It worked until buyer agency came along, and now it's going the next step because of the internet and because of companies like we are across the country. We're helping consumers with the entire process. You bet, Larry. The handouts are free. The handouts are part of being there at the boot camp itself.
Okay. Then if I attend the boot camp and I am a consumer, should I bring a list of questions for you, or are you going to answer all my questions without my list?
Do you have a list of questions?
I would.
Then
prepare
bring
one.
Them. Bring them. Yes. Every consumer who comes, bring your questions. We'll get them answered. Do you have a comment, Sherry?
Yes, I do have a comment. Just like when you go to see your doctor, before you come to the boot camp, every time you think of something and have a question, write it down
write
and
it
bring
down.
That list to the boot camp. Also, do I have to worry about being solicited?
Huh. Not at our boot camps, I can
okay.
tell you for
All
sure.
Right. Why is that?
Why?
Yes.
Because we think that's obscene. To solicit attendees who have come for information.
From consumer advocates.
We're the consumer
right?
advocates. That's the consumers mm-hmm. who have been told it's informational. And, yeah, it's fun, and it's put together in a fun, entertaining, and attentive way. But it's not about solicitation. It's not about promoting our company. That's
no.
not what it's about. We don't have tapes. We don't have books to sell at this or for the consumers attending this. It is so the consumer can learn the process.
Thank you.
And that is it. That is our commitment. By the way, We do get criticized. Our number one constructive and destructive criticism that consumers have given us through the recent years that we've been doing boot camps, our number one, and I mean by far the number one criticism is, you guys didn't promote yourselves enough. And we smile and say, thank you. Thank you. So that's how we do it at the Barry and Larry Real Estate Team. And where is that team? RE/MAX Masters Millennium. That's where our license is. And that's where we live and office to learn and practice our services, fiduciary level services. So by all means, bring your questions. That covers a lot about the process and about the seminar. We didn't give out information where to sign up for the boot camp. Larry?
Well, you can do text or call us at 303-888-3788, 303-888-3788, or you can email us at truth, T-R-U-T-H, at barryandlarry.com.
All right. Are we doing okay now? Yes, we are. So this is Barry Miller saying we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to hear Larry's view. Learn how commissions work in real estate transactions before you hire an agent. How good is that, Sherry? Learn the process before you go and implement the process. Learn how the commissions work in a transaction. What transaction? Your transaction before you hire an agent. We're going to hear from Larry when we come back from this break. Okay, Larry, that music is for you. That is saying learn the process before you sell, before you buy your next home. And you're going to share some monetary important information of the process. Take it away, consumer guy, Larry Stanley.
Thank you, Barry. And I want people to know up front that if you want to save money when you're buying a house, pay attention to what I'm about to say. It's very important to you. Learn how commissions work in your real estate transaction before you hire a real estate agent. My tip for the day, make sure when buying a house that you engage a real estate agent that explains how real estate commissions are determined and also explains how real estate commissions are paid.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mystery to this that agents want you to fall into, the trap. When purchasing a house, make sure that you negotiate the commissions being charged by your buyer's agent. Do not fall into the trap set by most buyer agents that the seller is paying the commissions. So why should you care what your buyer's agent commission is? Don't fall for that malarkey. Instead, you should make sure that your buyer agent refunds the difference between the commission paid by from your purchase price and what you have negotiated up front with your buyer's agent. For example, let me just give an example,
Barry. Go ahead,
Barry,
you're the consumer guy.
If you're buying a house and the buyer's agent says, I want a 3% commission, you say, no, I want 2% commission. And you can, but the agent says, yeah, but the seller is going to pay me 3% anyway. Then the buyer's agent.
You mean it's built into the price?
It's built into the price. But you can get a refund from your buyer agent of the 1% difference between 3% and 2%.
Good.
And save money.
And Barry, tell us how that's legal.
How that's legal?
Yeah.
It's just legal. It's legal because it's legal.
It's a refund.
In a way it is, but not, it's not labeled that legally. It's a rebate from what the buyer and their buyer agent agreed in writing in the Colorado state-approved buyer agency contract. The buyer hires an agent with a contract. It's Colorado requirement. Or if you don't have that buyer agency agreement, Larry, what the heck is the real estate agent? A seller agent, a buyer agent, or a transaction broker?
Oh, I love that transaction broker one. You know, what they're saying is they're not responsible to you, the home buyer. And that just frosts me greatly. Barry, I know it frosts you even greater, because you spent 20 years of your life introducing buyer's brokerage, and don't let people abuse that privilege that Barry brought nationwide.
But the point is, in Colorado, all licensed real estate agents are transaction brokers unless you have a written buyer agency contract. We're focused on the buyer agency contract in writing. So, Sherry, to answer your question, the buyers and the buyer agent work out up front before the buyer agent is hired in writing in the buyer agency agreement what the commission will be. And Larry just said they agreed it would be 2% of the purchase price rather than 3%. 3 is the normal standard scam rate, by the way. That's Barry Miller speaking. You heard it here live. Barry Miller says 3% is most of the time a scam on the buyer agency. Oh, you buyer agents who don't like it, give me a call off air. Give me a call on air. 303-888-3788. Would love to talk to you. I've been debating you all for 30 years, and y'all go away. When you're faced with consumers who said, what are you going to do to earn 3%? In the example, Larry, there could be an answer to that. But the example you gave said, I'm going to provide full service, and yet you, the buyer, are doing a lot of the research on the internet. You're going to find me the homes to show you? Okay, that just saved me a lot of time. Yes, I'll agree to 2%. So, Sherry, it's in writing in the buyer agency agreement. Can't be more legal than that.
No, it can't be.
And then that's how it works.
It
simple.
Does have to. And
it's
Colorado,
simple.
Colorado Real Estate Commission does require that we have that buyer agency agreement signed prior to even showing homes. We have to establish a relationship.
Yeah, that agreement or something else prepared by a lawyer mm-hmm. or prepared by the consumer. Consumers
yes,
can prepare
can.
That.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really interesting. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if this sounded complex, it can be. But frankly, it's simple. Come to the boot camp. You'll see how to simplify it and how to protect yourself.
Barry, I am going to bet there are a bunch of potential home buyers sitting there listening to us saying, is it worth all the effort for me to get 1% commission back? Well, let me answer that very quickly. If you're buying a $400,000 home, which is about the median price in Colorado Springs. That's right. And it's $500,000 in Denver. You're talking 1% or $4,000 to $5,000. Now, I don't know about you, but I like that money in my pocket a lot better than in my agent's pocket, who isn't earning that money.
And Larry, I always step back from those kinds of conversations truthfully. Sure, I get excited about the scam and I think it's awful, etc. But the whole truth is this. Buyers and their buyer agent need to work out what that commission is. Once they work that out, that's what it is. No judgments are made after that point. So the buyers, when informed, have just as much leverage in their negotiations with their buyer agent as the buyer agent has, but there's no leverage that if the consumer doesn't know what the process is. That's why the boot camp is making money for 100% of the people attended. That's why, Sherry, we don't have anyone complain that we're trying to corral them in for something. No, just come and learn the information. So where do you all go to learn that information? You go to your telephone and you text or call us at 303-888-3788. Get your reservation in now for the March 6th boot camp. 2 hours from 10:30 in the morning to 12:30 p.m. 2 hours, lovely building, lovely location, COVID compliant. We're only able to have 23 people there, period, plus ourselves. But 23 is it. And you cannot have a real estate license. That's checked ahead of time, et cetera, and at the door. And it's all fun and information for you. Saturday, March 6th, 10:30 to 12. Where do you go? To your telephone. Or I say heck with the telephone. You say and you go to the computer, keyboard, truth at BarryandLarry.com. Just give us your name. Say you want to go to the boot camp. And by the way, those of you who called this week, I apologize that I didn't get back to all of you. I have a very ill wife all week at home. And when we weren't at the hospital getting checked up, et cetera, she's doing much better now than at the beginning of the week. And I apologize that I couldn't get back to you. And I also apologize to Sherry that I couldn't even like delegate it over to her. I was just too bogged down with taking care of that. You all understand those that I called. Those that I didn't call, you'll hear from me today or Monday, and we will have you on, and you do have seats there, those that called. So I do apologize publicly for that. But more importantly, the boot camp is on. Get on, get yourself there, and just give us a call or text. Give us your name and email at 303-888-3788. Barry Miller saying this is the Barry and Larry Show. We have a big, big final part where Sherry, we're going to ask her what she thinks about today's show. We have Eugene O'Brien with us of RE/MAX Masters Property Management. Going to find out some important guidance, some important tips about property management for you. And when we come back, we're going to take a quick look at some of the important data. And oh my, Larry, we've been saying for years, we have a very predictable market. And if those predictions stay as true as they have been for years, you're going to find out a couple of good things, buyers. Listen up. You'll find out a couple of very good things, buyers, when we come back. Okay, we are back. This is Barry Miller. I only have a short time to give some important data. Oh my gosh, the median price in Denver keeps holding and creeping up. We're now at $520,000 median price. The average price is $620,000. $620,000 average price for a detached home in the Denver metro area. The median price in Colorado Springs steadily now, strongly above $400,000. It's this week was actually at $405,000. The average price, $450,000. Now, here's the something else. $400,000. I'll take the median price. $500,000 and below in Denver. There's less than 1 week inventory. Less than 7 days of inventory. And in Colorado Springs, at the median price, Larry, and below, less than 4 days of inventory. So, you want a hot market? You have them in these two markets. The final thing, though, Larry, because we're out of time. Sorry, I can't take your comment on this, is what's happening in the future. Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, in the last 3 years, this is the final week of the year, well, for the next 4 months, final week where we have such low inventory. And the last 3 years, from this week going forward, more and more and more sellers put their homes on the market. Every week, we have a higher number of active listings. And I know, Larry, you said, that was my view when I looked at this data last night at midnight, and I said to myself, present this today. Let's see if this year holds true to the last 3 years. Buyers, that's some great, great light at the end of the tunnel, is that statistically speaking, There will be more homes on the market next week than there are this week. Let's see if that holds true, you sellers. Listen to Barry and Larry. Hold true. Put your home on the market. Give us a call, by the way, if you want another assessment on your home and another view on its value. But Sherry, you've listened to the show today now. You're our newest member, of course. What do you have for us today as your, as you call it, and we call it too, your eye-opener?
Well, Barry, it hit me this week as I was preparing for the show. Where do consumers go to discover the ins and outs of being a home seller or a home buyer? The safest, best place to learn all about the ins and outs of home selling and of home buying is with us at the boot camp on Saturday morning, March the 6th. You couldn't find a safer place. With the combined experience of Barry and myself, Sherry, along with consumer guy Larry, you can learn the real estate process and you learn how to be prepared for that process. Come to that safe place, March the 6th, boot camp, and receive all the information needed to be a savvy and safe home seller and home buyer.
Sherry, I like it. And I like you added that you learn how to be prepared for the process. You know, Larry and I, during the show, we've been emphasizing the process and learn the process. I like it how you presented it, how to be prepared for that process. And thank you for realizing it is such a safe place, because you're not going to get bombarded with sales pitches and a bunch of BS, or as Larry called it earlier in the show, he used that big M word, malarkey. You're not going to have malarkey at the boot camp, Larry. Go ahead, Sherry.
As a matter of fact, before you even start all of this, before you hire an agent, you should actually come here to this safe place, because we can answer all your questions as how to find the top agent. That's one of the places that you'll start after you get the process, and you will learn at the boot camp. And Barry and Larry, I'm so excited for this boot camp. Should I wear sweats?
You can. It's come as you are, comfortable, be safe, etc. And you just brought up a big thing. We have a whole section there on only ask great questions when you're interviewing the agent. What is the one biggest mistake that consumers make when they're interviewing real estate agents? Do you remember, Larry? Sherry's not attended a boot camp. We haven't been able to have one for a year. Do you remember what that biggest mistake is, Larry?
Well, Barry, the biggest one is not attending the seminar would be my answer.
Okay, that's better than mine. Mine is, I'm talking, though, about the interview. That's
Good. I'm teasing.
The biggest mistake at the interview is you consumers telegraph your desired answers when you ask the question. Eugene is with us. Eugene, consumers look you right in the eye and they're telegraphing in their words, not just their eyes, but in their words, what answers they want. And agents have a sixth sense on how to give people what they want and yet not get the job done. So don't telegraph your desired answers when you're interviewing for anything, quite frankly, but in this case, when you're interviewing for a seller agent or a buyer agent, because those agents will just give you what you want and you'll fall for it, because if you're telegraphing, you are not a good interviewer. End of comment. We have to get on to a very important item called property management. So many of you are hearing so much about that these days. Eugene, tell us what's going on in the marketplace, especially in the Denver metro area and Colorado Springs. But what's going on in that, in your marketplace, in your world? Are 58% of the tenants not paying rent?
Not quite, not even close.
There you go. Tell us reality.
We did have a slower 2020 for obvious reasons, but we're looking forward to a strong 2021. The sales market remains strong, the housing market, and that's because you can borrow money to pay a mortgage. You unfortunately cannot borrow money to pay your rent. But this year, we look forward to really strong rental rates. And just this past 2 weeks, we've really started to see an uptick in interest and activity. People are with more confidence in the economy, moving to Colorado. Companies are relocating their staff. So things are starting to happen, and the rental market is bouncing back strong.
And you are strong. You're the CEO, really, of RE/MAX Masters Property Management. In the year 2020, approximately what percentage of the tenants of the properties you manage were not able to pay rent?
We're just over 200 detached single-family homes, and we're probably looking at four households are doing it tough due to the pandemic.
Did you hear that, Larry?
I'm amazed by that.
What percentage is that, Larry? Come on. What percentage is that? Two.
Two. 2%.
2%.
Not bad.
See, that's what good property managers make for happen for you, the homeowner. You got to give Eugene a call. Real estate agents, you got to call Eugene. Give him a call. I'm going to give the number now because I said it twice. 720-421-2509. But back to this marketplace. Have we seen rents go down because money has been tight for tenants?
We haven't. We have seen that homeowners have opted for stability rather than increasing the rent, which is good,
smart,
wise, sage action.
It is.
But this year we're looking to more business as usual, rental rates increasing along with the market, which will, you know, taxes don't stop increasing.
Mm-hmm.
So homeowners will need to increase those rental rates to stay in line with their costs and continue to have fantastic investments.
And Eugene, I haven't asked the right question, I guess. Tell us what your mantra is. I love the way you describe your – well, let's say your mantra. And then, Larry, listen up. As consumer guy, I'm going to ask you to respond to Eugene's mantra. Sherry, you too.
You have to remember that you're buying an investment, not a job, when you buy a residential investment real estate property.
You're buying an investment, not a job. What do you think about that?
For 99% of us who want to invest in residential real estate, that's 100% accurate and to the point.
And what you want.
That's right. The 1% who don't mind doing their own maintenance and all that stuff, you fall into a different crowd, but be my guest. You can do it. We'll help you with it, but it's not what we would advise you to do.
And they're not personal. They're not professional property managers who do their own. They're personal property managers, and some of them are good at it. And good, that's their job. Sherry, any comments?
My comment would be it's inexpensive. This is a professional person that we're speaking with here. Eugene, you've done this for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. Years.
And you don't want to wake up. The consumer doesn't want to wake up in the middle of the night with a toilet, with a toothbrush and a toilet,
especially
right?
Especially with minus 13 temperatures.
Oh my gosh. In the name of all that is holy.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
So there you have so much information. Now, Eugene, how easy is it for consumers to contact you? And when they do, what do they get from you? Do they get what Sherry has referred to as a bunch of hype and a bunch of what Larry talks about, malarkey? Talk to us what they receive when they call you.
They just receive a welcome ear. I'm happy to hear any comments or ideas that they have, whether they're interested in our services or they just want to bounce ideas off me, use me as a resource. My number is 720-421-2509. Anytime, not too late in the night, but any time of the day,
yeah,
or generally night, give me a call and we'll have a chat, and I'm happy to help.
How about real estate agents? So many listen to the show.
Oh, please do.
And we like you, real estate agents. Please don't get us wrong. We like you professional ones. Those others who aren't professional, it's okay if you turn in your license. It's totally fine with us, by the way. But the good ones really deserve the bulk of the business. But you have so much information. And, again, myself as a 40-year veteran, I learned from you on property management, because you're the expert. As you know, I come and we talk a couple times a month,
right?
You know, but agents, are they free to call you too?
Love working with agents. Really love helping them help their clients make decisions on what's the right investment property to buy. I can give them an idea of rental rates, expected occupancy, what type of maintenance they're going to need to do before they place a tenant. I can help in the process of selecting an investment property and purchasing it, to make sure it's the right investment for them. Love to work with real estate brokers.
Yeah, so give them a call. Give Eugene O'Brien a call, 720-421-2509. 9. Eugene, thanks so much for being here, for being a part of the Barry and Larry team, the Barry and Larry Show. You're welcome all the time. Call us anytime. We'll see you in a couple weeks, too. That's going to be good. But stay in touch with Eugene, you listeners who are contemplating buying a rental property. It is a phenomenal source of income when purchased properly. And when you know that process, but the process of property management, oh my gosh, it is complex. It is fraught with problems. You need years of training doing it yourself, years before you can even handle your own business of managing your own properties. We don't recommend that. We recommend you get a top professional like Eugene. So we are at about our last minute, so let's summarize the show. Sherry, from your point of view, thanks for giving us and our listeners those good preparation words where they could go for a safe place to learn the real process. How would you summarize the show for our listeners?
I would summarize the show as we define what is the safe place, and Eugene just illustrated that the consumer can call him and feel safe and comfortable with talking about anything. They don't have to buy anything, and you need to come to our boot camp because I'm looking forward to meeting you all on March the 6th.
What we truly say at the Barry and Larry Show, Eugene actually said it the best that I've heard it in weeks. He called himself, he said he would be an open, welcome ear. Ears aren't going to hurt you, ladies and gentlemen, so use our ears to speak. That was well put. Larry?
And I just want to emphasize to people that there's no cost to attending. Hmm. Even the refreshments are free of charge.
Very good. 303-888-3788. Get your reservation in now. Boot camp, March 6th. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.